Welcome to the Digital Workplace Deep Dive. I'm your host, Weston Morris. You know, I think I've received about 43 emails this week on agentic AI. And I think if you're like me, a lot of people are wondering, hey, I'm still figuring out generative AI, the craze that landed with us last year with ChatGPT. And now agentic AI, I've got to worry about that. What exactly is agentic AI? Are there various levels of agentic? And then there's something coming after that that I have to worry about. How do I get started? I'd like to introduce to you my guest. It's Aaron Meyer, Solution Manager at Unisys. Aaron has been successfully working with and integrating various flavors of AI into business solutions here at Unisys over the last 5 years. So I'm really excited to have you on the show, Aaron.
Yeah, thanks, Weston. Excited to be here.
And looking at your resume, you've spoken at multiple conferences, at least three last year, on the topic of AI. I know you were at the Forrester CX Summit. You were also at the Enterprise Connect AI Summit as well. I'm just curious, looking back at those, can you remember how often was agentic AI even mentioned last year?
Not mentioned at all that I can remember. It really wasn't the hot topic that it's become now, and it's just, you know, really exploding. So in fact, now I'm probably spending, you know, as much as 20% of my time on how we're going agentic to solve our clients' problems.
You know, I'm just looking at a couple of news articles here. This one was from the cybersecurity organization, and they were talking about agentic AI being used in a bad way by criminals, and are thinking about all of the phishing emails we get, and it's so often so easy to be able to figure out that, you know, it's a phishing attack. There's misspelled words, the grammar's crummy, it's not even properly addressed to me. You know, the website looks suspicious. But what they're saying here is agentic AI will be able to learn from and take advantage of failed phishing attacks, and then refine it so that they're much better, much smarter at it. So it's going to be a lot harder for me to, avoid, you know, these phishing attacks in the future. So that's on the negative side. But on the positive side, TechTarget had a really interesting article about multiple use cases. They gave this one example in the manufacturing space. So they said, for example, the agentic AI would be able to recognize that a needed material, you know, one of several perhaps in manufacturing a product, is running low, even flag the material if it's not in stock from the regular supplier, start looking to see are there alternate suppliers, fill out the necessary forms, populate the required data, reconfigure the factory floor. I mean, this is pretty far out stuff here, but I mean, wow, that's pretty powerful. So I thought I would try my hand at coming up with an example of, is this agentic AI? And if so, yes. And if not, then you can help me understand why. So I'm imagining a large pharmaceutical, and they're busy trying to optimize their PC ordering, right? They got to order PCs, refresh them, you know, throughout the years. And there's multiple stages, right? You've got to think about, you know, ordering them, shipping them, staging them, at the end of life, recycling them, if they're lost or stolen, really, you know, full life cycle. Okay. So that's the scenario. And like I said, normally there's a lot of manual steps in that, but now they're going to make use of AI. And so I'm wondering, is this an example of agentic AI, Aaron? So the bot would be looking at the historical data that is available, you know, who's using devices, what's the level of use. Maybe if they're connected to a DEX tool that's looking at PC performance, they can use that as a factor. They can look at the latest OEM catalogs, and all of this then is made available to a purchaser. So now I've got a human involved. The purchaser is talking to the bot, essentially, this AI companion, and saying, hey, help me with 30, 60, 90-day ordering, and maybe with a goal of minimizing the devices that I have to purchase. And then the human pushes the button and makes the ordering. Is that agentic AI, Aaron? Or if not, what am I missing?
So not exactly, no. There are some key characteristics that really define an agentic AI system. And that is specifically agentic AI analyzes situations, makes decisions, and then importantly, it acts independently to achieve that goal. So instead of just simply following rules, agentic AI works towards specific objectives, like some of those objectives you defined, by planning and executing multi-step tasks. It then learns from those interactions and those outcomes and improves its performance automatically over time, and even adjusting its approach in real time. So your situation is making use of AI as an analytics insights for the human to decide what to do, then initiating the right course of action. And while AI is definitely enhancing that workflow, it's not acting agentic to achieve the objective. So, and this is really a key difference why agentic is critical next level capability for organizations to really realize the value of AI, because as humans, we're routinely handling complex, highly complex situations, highly variable situations, and it may not be possible, or may not be impossible, but it's certainly impractical to code all the possible rules that a robot, you know, or an automation needs to follow to achieve the right outcome. So with agentic, it's able to take on those complex tasks. So, and we are both humans here, right? We didn't send our digital twins.
Not yet. I think maybe in 2026, we'll tap into agentic AI to be myself and my guest on my podcast.
Exactly.
But I think I get it. So where AI was definitely involved, decision-making, insights, processing data, even learning. But I think basically that's just standard AI, right? What I'm missing is the action. That's what I heard you say. It has to be able to take an action autonomously. So maybe you can help me refine my example. What would it take to get to true agentic AI?
Yeah, so let me give you a simpler real world example. So when you use like a navigation app in your car, that route planning is using AI to determine the best route. And then, you know, it's taking into account current traffic conditions. And then in route, it may offer suggestions when those conditions change, but it's not actually taking any action for you. This is standard AI assisting you. In contrast, autonomous vehicles are agentic. So you provide the objective, take me to the grocery store. And from there, the AI agent takes care of the rest. It's doing all the analysis, the decisions, and the action. So it's doing that route planning, and it's adjusting based on traffic. But then it's also driving along the roadways while following all the rules of the road, like speed limits and stop signs and turn arrows. It's deciding what lane it needs to be in and changing lanes when it needs to. And it's continuously adapting to infinitely variable set of conditions and encounters, such as obstacles like other vehicles or pedestrians or road construction, et cetera. And then ultimately, it's getting you to the grocery store.
So, okay, I think that's helpful. I really appreciate the difference between AI giving me guidance as opposed to it being autonomous and taking action. So now let's go back to my PC lifecycle service, and let's see if I can add agentic properly. So I think we'll take everything that was there. So all of the machine learning, the information that it's processing, it will have it, you know, have the information on forecasting based on failure rates, what inventory exists, do I need to move inventory around, shipping costs maybe, the location of the device, how it might be used, all of that. So it's going to pull all that, like I said before, but instead of simply just presenting a recommendation, you know, a 30, 60, 90 day forecasting as an example to the purchaser is going to start off by giving this agentic AI an objective. And that was one key thing I heard you say, an objective. So the objective I think here might be something like, let's maximize the value that I'm giving to my employees, give them the best device possible, but let's keep the cost down. And maybe while we're at it, let's make sure that we're minimizing the number of devices that are sitting, you know, in a storeroom somewhere. And if I'm a pharmaceutical, I'm going to say, hey, keep my research scientists happy. They're working on the next new cure for cancer. We're worrying about a patent and timing. Make sure they've got the, you know, the best device possible. But let's focus on, you know, costs as well. So this is now making the decisions on the ordering as well. Maybe in the purchaser is just maybe overseeing, you know, double checking or something like that. Is that closer to being agentic?
Yep, exactly. Because at that point, it's also able to do more nuanced things that a human might do, such as deciding it's more cost effective to shift inventory from one location to another rather than purchasing additional assets. And just like a human, it would consider the risk probability for future fulfillment at the source location, as opposed to just, I need to fill this immediate need at a destination with anything available. So that would be totally agentic. Yep.
You know, this makes me want to take a step back and just kind of, we're on a timeline here, you know, for quite some time, we've had, I'll call it standard AI, right? I mean, we've had natural language processing and machine learning, things like that. Last year, everyone was exposed to generative AI, being able to create content on behalf of people. And now we've got agentic AI. So I guess the logical question is this the end game? Is there something else beyond agentic AI?
So it's not likely the end game. You know, I mean, here at Unisys, we're already working on the next generation of our service experience accelerator to perform choreography. And so, you know, choreography, you know, much like an orchestra where the conductor selects a piece from a vast music catalog, cues the appropriate instrument sections precisely when they're needed, and then maintains tempo to deliver music with all those components synchronized in harmony. Choreography of agentic AI takes advantage of decentralized and specialized agents all operating autonomously and reacting to messages and events from those other agents, and their collective behavior is then achieving an overall complex outcome objective. So not just a singular bot, but you know, some may say it's like a bot of bots, but orchestrating and choreographing all of that activity to deliver the right right objectives at the right time.
I like that idea of a bot of bots, you know, coordinating other bots to do something here, something more complex, choreography. Maybe Aaron, you can help me. Let's go back to, let's say that car example that you gave. So first we have navigation. It's giving me guidance. Then you went to it being autonomous and agentic and deciding, you know, how to get to the grocery store, making changes in real time. Can you, is there some example you can help me with regard to, say, if I've got a bunch of autonomous vehicles, what does choreography look like, or having a bot of bots, what does it look like in that model?
Yeah, so in that case, you know, you might imagine that you have like maybe a traffic management agent that's assigned the objective to optimize the flow of traffic. So it's going to be analyzing conditions, and it may predict or just observe congestion starting in a certain area. So it's going to do things like apply things like kinematic wave theory that and communicate then with all the other autonomous cars that are in that area to advise a speed adjustment, which would prevent them from running up on a trouble spot and slamming on the brakes to create a jam like the humans do today. And so instead, by proactively controlling the flow rate, it can keep the whole system moving faster. And one of the super cool things about that agentic choreography is the traffic agent, that traffic management agent, doesn't actually have to control the cars. Simply advising them of that optimum speed, each autonomous car is likely to act appropriately to achieve its own objectives of arriving at its destination timely.
Ooh, okay. My brain's exploding on that one. Bear with me here. Let's see if we can tie this now. You're talking about agentic choreography, essentially, and bot of bots. So let's go back to my device management, but device lifecycle process at the pharmaceutical company. Now, how do we make this have choreography and a bot of bots? I'm imagining this. You know, almost every technology and IT vendor is adding some sort of bot, right? Either it's starting with generative AI or maybe agentic AI of their own. We're seeing that with every vendor, whether it's an ITSM platform or the CRM or ERP systems, even office tools, right? We're seeing that. So what would be added to this process would be this bot of bots that's overseeing multiple and maybe having a more complex goal in mind. So my bot is focusing on making sure we get enough PCs in place. Nobody's waiting on a PC, but I don't have too many of them sitting in stock. And I made sure that my research scientists have the best machines, right? They're always running. Now, if I was to look at a bigger picture in the company, maybe onboarding or doing a merger and acquisition. And if I was to have a bot of bots that knew about my bot, but also knew about the HR bot that knows about onboarding and things like, you know, technology, culture, training, things like that. Maybe a benefits bot that's knowing about the, you know, the various benefits that are available for the new employees or the acquired employees. What else might there be? Oh, maybe a facilities bot. Okay, so a bot that's responsible for office productivity, maybe, you know, signing badges, access to buildings, peripherals, hoteling needs, things like that. And maybe even digital signage to welcome the new employees, configuring that to help them with wayfinding in a building. Okay, so now I've constructed multiple bots. This is in my Lego kit. I've got this master bot that is recognizing the capabilities, almost like a service catalog of all these other bots, and then orchestrating or choreographing them so that they take on a much higher objective, that of onboarding, you know, with a high success rate, or maybe even acquiring another company and having a merger take place with a high level of success, where all the little pieces of that merger and acquisition with the employees are working smoothly. Did I go over the top, or is that no, something that you're thinking of?
That is exactly the precise kind of use cases, things like, like agentic onboarding, because you have all these different components that need to happen, all these different activities across a range of departments and across a range of systems. And each of them have their own, you know, have their own areas and their own objectives. But ultimately, your end goal is to onboard that new employee successfully, onboard them timely, have the right trainings, the right, you know, benefits enrollments, the right devices in front of them, and the right accesses at the right times.
Cool. Well, I'll have you back on in a couple of months after you've built that for us, Aaron.
It's a date.
So seriously, I'd like you to maybe think about how to help our listeners. We've gone through a progression of various levels of AI, all the way from standard AI to generative, agentic, and now choreographing other bots. How do we get started? What are some first steps that you would recommend to individuals that are listening?
Yeah, so it's really important to lay the right foundations that are going to enable all of this, right? And so ultimately, you're not starting at that top bot and working your way down. You're really starting at enabling all those different AI agentic bot services that are going to perform those individual tasks. And then you can start weaving and choreographing those things together. But to be successful in that space, there's a couple of really critical things that organizations need to do. One of those first things is around knowledge and data. You've got to make sure that you have the right content, that you're continuously curating and keeping that content up to date and fresh, whether it's actual knowledge content or whether that's the data sources that are going to feed these, they're going to feed your agents. And so just as humans need good data, the AI especially needs good data. Part of doing that then is going to have a really good, trust and governance practice in place, because trust is really going to be key when we start turning over the power to the bots to start making those decisions on their own. And so in order to do that, you need to have a robust governance process and data privacy process around that. And then thirdly, I would say that, you need to start creating then that catalog of automations. And so so then you can start to see where you can put them together and start choreographing. It's likely not going to be 1,000 cars on the road at once that are all being, choreographed. But starting with two or three and then building those things up to getting that full, end-to-end onboarding, let's say, happening.
You know, Aaron, it's interesting that you've mentioned as your second point the need to be thinking about your data and classification, because our earlier episode of the podcast here, Alan Shen, my guest there, talked about that exactly, that you got to start with the data, make sure it's sanitized, you've got access rights, and that sounds like that's not changing as we move forward into the world of agentic. Wow. Well, Aaron Meyer, solution manager here at Unisys, working on AI. Thanks so much for joining us today. I've really enjoyed the conversation. It was educational for me, and hopefully it will be for our audience as well. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Weston. It's always a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Digital Workplace Deep Dive. I'm your host, Weston Morris. Thanks for joining us.